This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host, Corey Fleck, and I want to thank everybody for joining us on this weekend up in Canada. It is Remembrance Day, so I hope everybody is, at least in Canada, taking time to remember all of our soldiers and everybody who has helped to keep Canada the way it is. That being said, in the first hour of this show, we are going to focus a lot on the precious metals. And kicking off this show, I have our good friend George Jarrow. He is the managing director at RBC Wealth Management. And George, let's get just your overall comment on what gold has done this year compared to gold stocks. If we look at the gold price, it's up right around 10%, just over 10% year to date. But if we look at something like GDX, that's pretty flat. It has been range-bound all year. We're seeing this discrepancy between gold still getting a buy and the gold stocks really not doing anything. What's your general comment on this?
Well, first of all, GDX and GDX Junior are apples and oranges when it comes to gold bullion or gold futures, which are deliverable in either 400-ounce, kilo, or 100-ounce bars. And this is interesting to note because many of the mining companies, in order to have capital, sell forwards. And selling forwards is probably a good idea for them to raise money because they need that money and they need to somehow assure the investor in the mine that, yes, they are hedged. On the other hand, when gold rallies, those hedges become short positions that have to be bought back at the worst time. And of course, this is what makes a big difference between the mining companies and the bullion. And then, of course, gold has had a wild ride this year. It's still up about 12% for the year, but the gold's wild ride has kept a lot of asset allocators on the side. For a couple of reasons. Number one, we've had an unbelievable stock market. We've had very, very important headlines, and those headlines have had to do an awful lot with generating ups and downs in gold futures. Some of those headlines had to do with the strength in the dollar, interest rates, a new head for the Fed, and demand for gold recently has been declining in coins and jewelry because the jewelers in Manhattan and the 47th Street area tell me that the millennials aren't buying gold, but then yet we haven't seen the holiday season shopping start yet. On the other hand, the demand for coins by small investors has been sort of lethargic, and that has to do with price makes news. As long as gold stays below this 1300 critical area, retailers aren't seeing a lot of demand. And so lack of demand from the retail, the Indian situation with taxes has all been slowing the gold demand at the worst time.
So, George, on your daily email that you send to me on Friday, you outline that central banks have been buying gold. This is according to the World Gold Council. How is this playing a component in helping support the gold price again around this level, just under 1300, but again, for some reason, not driving it to new highs?
Well, we haven't really seen a lot of inflation yet, which we could see next year, because let's face it, the growing areas in Texas and Florida, and then, of course, the problems in California also with the fires, and Mexico with earthquakes, have been hurting the kind of growing area demand for commodities that will probably increase prices next year. And so we haven't really seen the infrastructure building yet. We haven't seen the demand for copper realized for 500,000 or more automobiles that were damaged. There's an awful lot next year. And then, of course, the tax talks and all sorts of headlines have been causing gold to have a wild ride. It rallies up to over 1300. It fails, goes back down, but it won't go back down much because of Venezuela and North Korea and all the other negatives that are still here and aren't leaving.
So, George, in terms of maybe a longer-term outlook for gold, I think we both would agree that gold is in a nice recovery phase ever since hitting that low back in the tail end of 2015. However, this recovery, although impressive for the first, let's say, 7 to 8 months in 2016, has really petered out, and it's been more or less a range trade, which is why a lot of traders, I think, have ignored the sector, because there just isn't really much momentum or strength to either side of this trade. In terms of other recoveries in the gold price throughout history, how does this one rank in terms of its slow-moving nature, but still a constructive longer-term chart?
I think it's building a very long-term base. I think it's going to have its day in the sun, and I think that could probably happen next year when we have a clearer picture of what has happened in Washington, what has happened with the new Fed, whether the Fed will be able to keep all those rate increases that they're talking about, one for December and three for next year, that seems to be on tap. I think probably next year will be an even more interesting and more exciting gold trading year.
Now, do you think that'll be because some of the optimism and exuberance around the U.S. markets maybe comes off the tap as we do get some more clarity in the political sense, and maybe that forces some traders and investors to move their money more into the safe havens?
Oh, very much so. And I think you've had distractions like Bitcoin just as well, which probably is an interesting thing for CME to list in the futures markets, because that's going to mean more hedging and more volatility for those who either believe or disbelieve in Bitcoin. But the same thing happens with gold. If you notice, this past few months, gold volume has really come to the COMEX, and a lot of that has to do with Brexit. A lot of that has to do with MiFID, which is the European Union's security watch arm. And so I think all of that is going to lead us to a very nice year next year for gold trading.
Now, what kind of levels do you think that gold could see? Obviously, a breakout above that 2016 high, right around 1370. That will be taken out next year, you believe?
Yes, I believe that we could probably see that sometime next year.
Okay. Well, some interesting comments here, George. And it seems like next year, again, it's going to be a lot of news revolved around politics. And that has been something that I know many people have been battling with in terms of having some optimism that tax reform might get done. We haven't heard anything of infrastructure spending recently, but maybe if that comes back on the table. Still, a lot of, I think, people waiting for some sort of clarity, but again, money just not flowing out of the U.S. markets, and that continues and seems to be the trade that continues to prevail as the U.S. markets, even though they showed some weakness this week, still are almost a record length to this recovery and a record length to not having any sort of a move down, be it 3% or even 1% down in a day. So again, this continues to be a slog for the metals, but overall a very constructive market. Hey, George, it's great having you on the show. Thanks for your time.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. As I mentioned at the onset of this first hour, we are still focusing on resources and resource companies. And this is a special segment because I have Chris Temple joining me, and we are going to be discussing a company that he covers in his newsletter that I have to say, Chris, you sound quite excited about. And from talking to you, this is a company that I know is well known by a lot of resource investors, but I don't think they're up to date on the story. The company that we have is Seabridge Gold. As I mentioned, I have Chris Temple on the line with me. I also have Rudy Franck on the line, and we're going to do a little bit of a roundtable, fire some questions at Rudy regarding some of the changes that Seabridge Gold, from a more fundamental level, has been experiencing, thanks a lot to some very impressive drill results that came out just earlier this week. As a quick note, Seabridge is traded on the TSX under the symbol SEA and on the NYSE under the symbol SA. Chris, take us away for the first couple questions and please provide a little background as to maybe why you like Seabridge so much and how the story has improved.
Well, Corey, for a long time, Seabridge was one of my favorite stocks to trade if you could find identifiable swings in the gold price. And the reason for that harkens back to quite a few years even before I became familiar with Seabridge. I was on a field trip in Red Lake, Ontario with several analysts, one of whom was a guy named Barry Cooper, who in those days was, he's a geologist by training, but also worked for CIBC Wood Gundy in Toronto. Very smart guy, you know, nuts and bolts kind of geologist and investment guy both. And as the gold price was bottoming nearly 20 years ago, and he and I were on that trip, I asked him if he could name just one company who at $270 or $80 an ounce gold wasn't exciting, but if gold were to finally take off and get up to $400, would have just outrageous attraction because all of a sudden lots of resources and reserves that it had would look wonderful. I asked him, who would that one company be? And he said, Bema Gold. So I recommended Bema. It was later bought out. We all made a lot of money on it. And until fairly recently, I viewed Seabridge in much the same way because, as some people know, Seabridge has got the KSM deposit up in British Columbia. It's the flagship deposit and asset of the company. Monstrous gold reserves. Rudy, you'll talk a little bit about that. But what a lot of people still think is that KSM is simply a low-grade, high-development-cost gold asset that sure has got, it's one of the biggest undeveloped gold reserves in the entire world, but until gold gets to $1,600 or $1,800 an ounce and keeps going, you know, forget about it, talk to me later. And what most people are completely unaware of is that the economics have improved almost exponentially at KSM. And not the least reason for that is that even though, yes, they've got lots of gold there, there is also overall with that project, and if my numbers are off, Rudy, please correct me, some 35 billion pounds of copper reserves and resources, which when you use that and silver and a little moly as a byproduct credit, all of a sudden, Rudy, we're down to what as of, and this may even get better after this week's drill results at Iron Cap, which I'd like you to talk about. But what are we down to now for an all-in sustaining cost at KSM?
Yeah, we updated our technical report on KSM last November and implemented a revised mine plan that included some of the additional material we've added over the last few years. And as a result of that, now our all-in cost of production, including the upfront capital, the sustaining capital, the closure costs, and the operating costs, net of copper and silver credits, at today's metal prices is below $300 an ounce, all in.
Unbelievable. And this is something where people think that the economics are still kind of tenuous until we get a huge move in the gold price. They're really behind the times.
Now, maybe the one aspect, and I know through some of my research as to why some investors shy away from it, as Chris said, it's a relatively high CapEx cost. But when you put into a bigger picture what this overall project has in terms of resources, there is still a lot of money to be made. You just need people, I guess, to come in and either spend the money or you need to raise the money. But Rudy, can you take us through maybe some of the recent developments of how you are looking maybe slightly different at the KSM project, as in how to get maybe some more revenue in the door initially and not necessarily lower the CapEx, but make the economics even better?
Happy to do so. So, you know, we've been working diligently at KSM now since 2006 ourselves. We've now invested well over $200 million in the project, defining today what is the largest undeveloped gold reserve in the world. At KSM, we have reserves now pushing 40 million ounces of gold and over 10 billion pounds of copper. We've also gone through the environmental assessment process. This is one of the few large projects in the world today that's actually shovel-ready. We received our provincial and federal approvals for the project in late 2014. What we're focusing on now is finding ways to improve the quality of the asset. You know, we've been very clear to the market that it's not our intent to build this mine. This project will require the involvement of a major mining company. And in that we now have a lot of copper and a lot of gold, we have the potential to joint venture this project with the largest gold mining companies as well as the largest copper companies. The last several years, these larger companies have been more inward-looking than outward-looking, looking to clean up the mistakes of their past, selling non-core assets and paying down debt, and not really looking for new acquisitions. As we move forward here with the resurgence in copper price and also what we believe was the bottom in gold a couple of years ago, the big companies now need to focus on large projects in safe jurisdictions that are capital efficient and that can produce a lot of metal. So while we've been waiting for the market condition, the market environment to improve, we've focused exclusively on making the project better above and beyond what we have as reserves today. And over the past several years, we added over 2 billion tons of new material at the Kerr deposit, which has now been factored into an updated mine plan. And we're now in the process of expanding the Iron Cap deposit, which appears right now to perhaps be the best deposit we will have of the four deposits that make up the KSM project.
So, Rudy, as you mentioned, there's no secret that, yes, you are or will be very interested in finding a major mining company to come in and help at least share some of the costs in bringing this project into production. But now with the major copper content and, of course, the nice gold content, it sounds like, thanks to this recent run in copper, that maybe some more of the larger copper companies are showing a bit more interest. Is that correct?
No question about that. You know, in our early days, there wasn't enough copper there to interest the big copper companies. With the addition of Deep Kerr and now with the addition of an improved Iron Cap, the big copper companies are at the table with us and looking at this as a development opportunity.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but Rudy, Chris, and I did continue our conversation for about another 10 minutes talking about another exploration project and what investors can expect in terms of news flow over the next 6 months. To hear that full interview, visit kereport.com, click on the weekend show posting, and listen to segment two.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, and continuing on with the general focus on resources and the precious metals. In this segment, I am joined by Jeff Christian. He is the managing partner at the CPM Group. And Jeff, I want to recap a market commentary that your group, the CPM Group, sent out last week. I actually posted it on our site because I thought it was a great synopsis of what maybe some of the investors and some people that are maybe a little bit worried about the gold and precious metals sector have their concerns. Let's first start off with coin demand. We are seeing a pretty big decline in coin demand this year out of just general investors. In this document that you set out, you make the discrepancy, you make the distinction between what coin buyers are and what some of the investors are in this market. Please share with us why you're not too concerned at this decrease in coin sales for the overall gold sector.
Well, yeah, we don't like seeing it. I mean, first off, let's quantify it. You know, the only numbers that are readily available are the U.S. Mint, which publishes monthly figures, and you've seen about a 63% decline in coin sales by the U.S. Mint through September, with, I think, a further decline in October. So you're seeing a big decline, but what we're saying is you're seeing a shift away from some of these longer-term investors who were buying gold coins as a long-term hedge against, you know, political and economic chaos and problems. But that's being offset by an increase in demand for gold in ETFs, and also in not that they are physical, but there's also an increase in gold futures and options trading. So you're seeing very high levels of gold demand. I mean, year to date, I think you've added about 5.5 million ounces or more to gold ETFs, and that's physical gold that's being stored there. But it's being stored by younger, more facile investors who sort of see gold as something that you buy and sell, and you know, buy low and sell high and take profits and try to harvest those profits that the market gives you during shorter term periods of time. So I think what you're seeing is a shift away from some of these longer term investors who bought gold coins as a long term insurance to more short-term investor-oriented investors buying gold through ETFs, and it's also being reflected in the futures and options. You're also seeing relatively strong demand for gold investment products, physical gold investment products in China, but that's partly coming off of a slightly weaker 2016, and also in India, demand is holding up relatively well. So you're still seeing relatively healthy demand for gold overall, but there's a shift away from these long-term coin buyers to shorter-term ETF buyers.
Now, Jeff, do you think that because we are seeing more of these shorter-term, almost traders enter the market and play the precious metals markets, that that's why maybe we're seeing the stocks continue to struggle? Because if you look, when we're recording this, gold year-to-date is up about 10%, but if you look at GDX, it's almost flat for the year.
Right. Yeah, I think that one of the things that you're continuing to see is also a shift away from gold equities into gold bullion and gold bullion via the ETF. I think there are any number of investors who are kind of turned off by poor management performance of various gold mining companies, and they're penalizing those companies, and they're saying, well, insofar as I want exposure to gold, I will go directly to the gold ETFs and buy that exposure. Typically, I used to buy gold equities because there was the beta was on average like 2.5 to 3 for these things. So you got a certain leverage factor if you were investing in gold equities instead of gold bullion. But those betas have sort of disappeared in recent years, partly because of investor dissatisfaction with performance on the mining side. So you're seeing people say, if I want to invest in gold, I'll invest in gold directly rather than through gold equities. And I think that that's clearly what's going on in the ratio between the two.
Okay, so you did mention earlier the demand that comes out of China and India. I know a lot of gold bulls like to point to mostly these two countries as major drivers of consumers of gold. Those countries buy quite a bit of gold compared to a lot of what happens in the West. But quite frankly, through history, you haven't really seen India and China, I don't think, drive gold prices to any certain extent that Western demand can. Do you see this changing? Or, again, is China and India proving to be bargain hunters and they're able to more or less set a floor for the price?
Yeah, I mean, traditionally there's been a big issue, a big difference between North American and European investors and an Asian investor, in that Asian investors tend to buy when the price is down or are falling, and U.S., North American, and European investors tend to chase the price higher. So what you'll see is that the Asian investors provide a very stable, strong base of offtake for physical metal, and yeah, they do help create floors for the gold price. And then when Asian investment demand does get a little bit overheated and starts driving the price up, then you see the Western investors come in as a me too type of investment, and they will chase the price higher. And that's probably going to continue because again, you know, there's just this view in China and India, Malaysia, and other Asian countries, that gold is a sort of a stable base for your portfolio diversification and also for your wealth diversification. And so they don't necessarily look at gold as the speculative play to ride the price rising. They look at it more as something that you accumulate when the price is down.
Okay. Now, Jeff, what about this other market of cryptocurrencies, mostly Bitcoin? There is the argument that Bitcoin is distracting some investors that would otherwise be maybe speculating, putting some of their money in the precious metals because of, well, quite frankly, the almost parabolic move that Bitcoin has undergone, now above $7,000 per Bitcoin, actually a few hundred dollars above that as we're recording. Do you subscribe to the theory that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are distracting some people from the precious metals?
I think that they are distracting some people from speculating in the metals, but I think it's a very small factor. You know, there are people who are looking at the sharp decline in gold coin sales this year and the movement away from those longer-term physical purchases, and they're saying that this is due to a shift of cryptocurrencies. I don't buy that theory. I think that what you're seeing, the major negative effect on gold and silver of the cryptocurrencies, is really on the short-term intraday speculation. You know, most gold and silver investors look at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoins and the others, as the antithesis of gold. You know, they're the ultimate intangible asset. They're the ultimate fiat currency. We have clients who are wealthy investors who will buy gold and silver, invest in gold and silver mining companies. They'll trade Bitcoins on an intraday basis, but they always go home flat at night because, A, you don't see them as a long-term store of value. You see them as a speculative play that will probably blow up, that are vulnerable to all sorts of misfeasance and malfeasance. And they look at them sort of like they looked at the tech stock bubble in 1999-2000 as something that you can make money on a short-term basis by playing the volatility and the rush into these markets by shorter-term foolish people, if for want of a better word. But they don't necessarily see these things as either a long-term competitor to gold and silver, or as a long-term investment. They see them as something that's, you know, you can make money on the volatility and the speculative fever that's going on there, but you want to go home flat every night because in the morning you might wake up and find out that, you know, the tents have been packed up and the circus has moved on.
Well, Jeff, that's all the time we have for this segment. Thank you for your time and have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I am replaying a segment that generated a lot of views on our site from Wednesday. The interview is with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold, where we discuss the discrepancy between precious metals and the precious metal stocks. Jordan, what we're going to talk about again this segment is gold and some of the gold stocks. And one nuance that you noticed and I would like to focus on, at least in the shorter term charts, and that's the movement in GDX compared to gold. When we look at GDX at the start of October, it had just bottomed out at right around just below 23, let's say, ran up to about 24, and then throughout the last two-thirds of October kept moving down and actually broke that recent low that was put in at the beginning of October. So you can say on a short-term basis, GDX put in a lower low. But when we look at the daily chart for the gold sector, gold bottomed right around 1260, just above 1260, and even after its little bounce and pullback in again the second half of October, it did not break to a lower low. So you could say encouraging on the gold side and a bit discouraging on the gold stock side. What do you take away from this divergence between the two?
Well, great points, Corey. But what I take away is that the risk is definitely to the downside in the weeks ahead. Now, over the last roughly 2 weeks or so, or 8 or 9 trading days, we have seen basically an oversold bounce where the miners got heavily oversold at the end of October. I mean, they had a pretty steep decline over about a 4 or 5 week period. And even though the larger structure is still bearish, they just got very oversold. And sometimes that just a market that gets really overbought or really oversold, it just needs time to work off that condition, so to speak. And that's what we've been seeing in the miners in recent days. They've been working off the oversold condition. I mean, it could be a combination of price and time. And with respect to this oversold bounce, it looks more like time, because in percentage terms, we haven't seen that much of a rebound in GDX or GDXJ. I mean, they are a little bit higher today, but I mean, looking at GDX, its low was somewhere below 2250. And I mean, today I think it touched 23.00. I mean, that's like a that's not even more than a 5% rally. And GDXJ, meanwhile, that, I believe, made a low around 31.50 or a little bit higher than that. And today, I think it just touched 33. It's come off of that. But we have not seen that much of a rally in price terms. So working off the oversold condition has been going on in terms of time. And I don't know how much longer this little rebound will last. Maybe another day or two would be my guess. Maybe we could get another day of gains, but it might be all over after today. And again, just going back to what you said, I mean, the miners made a new low in late October relative to gold, which maybe, if you look in closing terms, it might have made a new low by a tick here or there. But if you're looking at a bar chart, gold didn't make a new low. I mean, it held support in the low 1260s. I'm also looking at silver. Silver did not make a new low. So that divergence there, that just portends to, I think, trouble ahead for the sector in the weeks ahead, or at least, if not trouble, it's at least something that I'm worried about and we have to be cautious about.
So, Jordan, in terms of the gold stocks, some of the technicals that I know you watch and the ones that I watch, a lot of these momentum and strength indicators show that GDX was at least coming very close to an oversold position. And even on some of the other technicals that I watch, you could consider it in an oversold position. So very much this bounce that we're seeing is just resetting some of these technicals. You could classify it as an oversold bounce. Is that what you're thinking as well?
Right. I mean, it's just, look, a market, you have buyers and sellers. And when a market gets really oversold, I mean, you've had so much selling, and obviously the market at some point, it gets too oversold, it runs out of sellers. Some short people cover their shorts, and a few buyers come in, and so that's why you get counter trend moves when a market is really overbought or really oversold. And so I think in the next couple of days, probably we will see more of an equilibrium between buyers and sellers. And maybe at that point, we'll start to see, the sellers might come back and start to gain an upper hand again.
So, Jordan, when we look at kind of a recap of what we've seen this year for gold and GDX, yes, gold is still up this year, and it's up about 10%, so very encouraging. But again, the lack of any sort of significant breakout definitely has some commentators saying that this still is a slow market, and it's hard to make the argument for gold, let's say, to be in a bull market. It's just not one of those bull markets that's screaming higher and everybody seems to be rushing to get on board. What's your comment? Is this a bull market for gold? It's just maybe one that's a bit slower developing?
Well, I mean, with the way the technicals are setting up, I mean, you have this major resistance in the mid-1300s, and the bull market will really not be unleashed until gold takes out the mid-1300s and gets above 1400. And, I mean, boy, that should be really fantastic for the sector, because you could have a potential measured move that would target gold up to 1650, maybe 1675, if you would get a move above, 1350 to 1400 resistance. But where we are here and now, I mean, it's just semantics to say, oh, it's a bull market or it's not a bull market. But really, we need to see, I mean, to make it more simple, we need to see gold move above the 2016 high to really unleash a real bull market move. And I mean, the same could be said for the stocks. And I mean, we're not there yet. But at the same time, one thing I can add with respect to the industry, I mean, the bear market is over. I mean, we're in a new bull cycle. I've been kind of calling it the bearish bull because, the bull part is that the cycle from 2011 through 2015, the bear cycle is over. We're in a new bull cycle. We're seeing major companies acquire juniors. We're seeing them invest in juniors. We're seeing good drill results being rewarded. I mean, of course, there's a lot of speculation going on. But, I mean, those are all signs of a new bull cycle. But at the same time, on the bearish side, gold and silver and, you know, most commodities other than base metals, I mean, they've struggled to really take out their 2016 highs. So that's kind of how I come up with the bearish bull. So it's nuanced, but that's really where we are. And until we see precious metals take out that 2016 high, you know, it's kind of difficult to say we're in this real raging bull market, because we're not. Now, if they take out those highs sometime next year, then we will definitely know we're in a bull market again.
So one thing that you pay close attention to that I would like your update on is how gold is performing compared to foreign currencies. We look a lot at the dollar index, the U.S. dollar index, but that's so heavily weighted towards the euro and, well, what the U.S. dollar does that sometimes we lose focus of what's happening in some of the other currencies. Can you give us an update on some of the moves against foreign currencies that you're watching in terms of gold?
Well, I generally just watch it against the inverse of the dollar basket. So the overall chart will look similar to the euro, but it includes all the major currencies, but it's weighted most towards the euro. Now, that gold against foreign currencies, that index that I look at, that has actually held up fairly well over the last month or so. So you have a positive divergence there relative to gold itself. So in the very short term, gold against foreign currencies has been quite strong, but it's coming up against a confluence of major resistance here and now. So I'm a little skeptical that this move can continue. Now, if it would continue, that would be great. But, you know, what has concerned me this year is, you know, gold against foreign currencies overall this year has not been that strong. The gold price in dollar terms has been stronger, and that's because the dollar has been really weak. And so now, if the dollar is in rally mode and the gold price in dollars is a little weak, we need to see gold against foreign currencies hold up better. And that, I mean, that has been happening over the last month or so, but I'm a little skeptical that it's going to continue. Again, the chart is coming up on some serious long-term resistance here.
Well, that's it for the first hour of the weekend edition. Everybody stay tuned for the second hour, where Al will be hosting KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.